Psychology for Beginners. The basics of psychology explained simply, understanding and manipulating people. Written by Claudia Sonnebeck. Narrated by Casey Wayman. Introduction to Psychology. Psychology is a subject with wide and partially unexplored horizons. The psychological well-being of an individual is in fact dependent on every single influence. Starting in the womb, continuing with education, hobbies, views, knowledge, feelings, and learned values. These influences provide namely for positive development or also for negative development. These opposites of the positive and negative development describe thereby, roughly seen finally, the psychology. This tries to explain behaviors of an individual and offers the possibility to overcome fears, for example. To ensure a good introduction to the subject, it is important to mention that one group the generic term of psychology into many detailed aspects and subtopics. In this context, new findings regularly contribute to the development and progress of psychology. For example, new methods and new therapies are developed through advanced brain research and behavioral observations by compiling statistics. The term psychology comes from the ancient Greek and means, if translated literally, as much as psychology or the study of the soul. The human senses, seeing, hearing, smelling, feeling, and tasting are particularly important in this so-called psychology because these senses help with almost every mental disorder or are one of the first construction sites. To better understand psychology with all the topics and areas, the following listed content is helpful. Psychology is very complex, but herewith psychology is explained simply for beginners. The history of psychology. The history of psychology provides one with an important background knowledge to understand psychology because many of our therapies today are based on thinking at that time. First of all, psychology can be traced back to the 19th century. At that time, the official establishment of psychology as an independent and scientifically respected field of research happened through the joining of research groups. However, this field of research actually existed before Christ. A Greek scholar named Aristotle, who was a philosopher and natural scientist by profession, wrote a book called De Anima, On the Soul, in which he talks about the soul of man, discusses, and conjectures. This book and the discussions of that time were ultimately considered the basis for the scientist and educator Sigmund Freud and his models about the psyche. Thereby, different coinages, as for example the materialism, led to our today's knowledge. In the 19th century, for example, the importance of the sense organs of an individual was all...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?